This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 502, How, When, and Why You Repeat the Task 2 Topic.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll talk about how to paraphrase the topic in writing task 2 and how to stop yourself from just repeating words and decreasing your IELTS score.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Pretty good. We're gonna go to a gingerbread house building thing tomorrow.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It's at my neighbor's house. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Did you guys do that last year? That sounds like is that a tradition? That sounds familiar. Maybe it was somebody else that did that last year.
No, we did it last year too. Same neighbor. It is becoming a tradition. Good memory, Lindsay. She makes all the gingerbread herself.
Wow.
Like the night before, she bakes it all, like all the little, you know, shapes and whatever for the houses. And then we just get a whole bunch of like healthy candy.
Yeah, right. Oxymoron. That's an oxymoron.
That's
There's
impossible.
No such thing.
Yeah, it's super fun. Did you make gingerbread houses growing up? I don't think I did, actually.
I think I probably tried once or twice. Probably didn't have much success, but to get the thing to stand up, right? Build the foundation correctly. That's the point.
Yeah, it's all, you need to have the right consistency of frosting. That's the trick.
Oh, okay.
That's for all you listeners out there who are building gingerbread houses this holiday season.
That's like the cement, right? I love that. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, makes totally sense. Okay, so today, guys, we are talking about something that a student in our group asked about, and I thought, this is a good question. Yeah. I bet a lot of students have this question. So I'm going to go ahead and paraphrase his post, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, cool.
So he says, I would like to ask about writing task 2 in the argument essay. When I describe both views, in the introduction paragraph, should I paraphrase the statement twice? And in the following paragraphs, should I also paraphrase the statement another time? And then he's like, hopefully you know what I mean. It does sound kind of confusing. What do you think he's talking about there, Lindsay?
Well, I think he's talking about, the concept of paraphrasing, you know, we've talked about that before, how to kind of restate what you're actually, what you've heard in the question and what you're going to say. So it's a good question, but I'm looking forward to hearing your answer too. So let's dig into it.
Me too. I have no idea what I'll say. No, I'm just kidding. I answered him already. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay.
But this is a good point. I think this is something that a lot of students get confused about between writing task 1 and task 2. So a couple weeks ago, we did an episode about how to paraphrase the task 1 question in your essay. That's a very good episode. I'll link to it in the blog post. Guys, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and you will see episode, let's see, this is 502.
Yeah.
And I'll link to that task 1, guys. Episode. So anyway, in task 1, you have to do that. That's how you start your essay, is by paraphrasing the question. But in task 2, that's not necessary. It's not necessary. That's just not the go-to way to start an essay. You have to introduce the topic, yeah, in the first sentence. Mm-hmm. But it's the topic we're paraphrasing. It's not the whole question. That's the confusion there. So, for instance, if the question said, let's see, many people today feel that all subjects in universities should have equal numbers of males and females in every subject. Do you agree or disagree? You're not going to just paraphrase that whole sentence in your introduction. That would be weird. But you do have to paraphrase the topic, which in this case, the topic would be equal numbers of gender in university classes. Like, that's something that you'll have to paraphrase.
Mm-hmm. So just the idea of having, you know, the representation being equal of women and men in these classes. Love it. Yes.
Yeah. And that's another good paraphrase. gender representation in colleges.
Yeah.
So that's good. You could make it more simple. You could say education for both genders, or schooling for males and females, or academic options for men and women.
Enrollment numbers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, totally. So these are all paraphrases, and it's a good idea to brainstorm paraphrasing a little bit before you start writing, because you have to repeat the topic a lot. So you have to introduce the topic in the first sentence, and then you have to explain that there are two opinions about this topic. Remember, guys, you don't have to just repeat the topic again. You could say, some believe that this issue has a number of benefits, for example. So we're using the pronoun reference. We're saying this issue instead of like saying the whole thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, lovely listeners. If you want access to all the strategies that increase writing scores, such as those that have helped so many of our students get those 7s, 8s, and 9s on their writing exam, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, because otherwise it could sound kind of redundant and a bit of a waste of words, right? If we're just rephrasing it again, stating it again.
Mm-hmm. It would definitely be awkward. So, I mean, it's a good question, right? And I understand why he's asking it. So remember, guys, that pronoun reference is key. You have to use pronoun reference in your essays because the examiner specifically looks for that to give you a 7 or higher for cohesion coherence. It's not just about linking words. It's not just about, however, not only, but also, but you have to use pronouns as well. And that's true for speaking also.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if we've done an episode on that yet. Have we done an episode on that topic, the importance of using pronoun references? Maybe we should do one.
I don't think so. I know we did. We did a really amazing episode last year about how to use the formal pronoun one, but that's like super specific. I'll also link to that in the blog because that's really good. You know, it was so awesome. I had a class with a student in our course last week, and she was using the formal pronoun one, and then she was also using this other phrase from like another lesson, another thing that we did, and like reading her essay, I could have had tears in my eyes. I swear. I was just like, I could see this advice being used well and to good effect. And like when I spoke to her, I was like, I'm so proud of you.
That's
like,
so cool.
You're amazing.
That's so cool. So those are the students that really succeed. They take good information from our course and they use it, apply it in a smart way. You know, I love that. She deserves a high score and she's going to get it.
Oh my gosh. She is going to do so well. I'm not going to say her name now, but I could almost guarantee you'll hear her on the podcast talking about her success story in a couple weeks.
Cool.
Yeah. So guys, you do have to repeat the topic. You do. In the first sentence of your essay, the opinions mention it, but using pronoun references. And then in the topic sentences for each body paragraph, that's how we stick to the main idea. That's how we organize our whole essay around this topic, is by reiterating that this is what we're talking about. So yeah, you do have to repeat it. But paraphrasing and pronoun references, you have to use those two things so you don't just copy words from the test question.
Yeah, no, that's so good to know. So good to know. You know, right, understanding the differences between writing task one and task two, very different, you know, writing tasks, different ways to approach, right?
Totally.
Love it. So important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So guys, definitely come back to the blog post. This is episode 502. I'll put some links in there, some other helpful stuff about writing task one tips and task two tips. So you guys can have just a whole other hour of listening pleasure and IELTS learning. But guys, remember, these are only bits and pieces. If you want the complete strategies, like the student I was just talking about, she listened to our podcast episode, which is free, right? This advice is for everyone.
Yep.
She listened to that, but she wouldn't have known where to put it in her essay, right? When do you get specific? When is it okay to use examples like this?
Yeah,
can I use it in task one? Like, she wouldn't have been using it correctly unless she had the complete system of strategies.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, that's a good point. These are bits and pieces, but there are a lot of missing pieces that we give you when you go ahead and invest in a step-by-step plan like Three Keys IELTS, guys. And just keep in mind, like we mentioned in the last episode, pretty soon we're going to have a writing add-on that is going to let you watch Jessica write these essays in a high scoring way. Not just seeing the model essays. Model essays are, they're okay, right? But what's great is seeing someone write the essays and go back and apply the strategies.
Yeah, I've always liked the description of writing as a recursive process, right?
Yeah.
It's this idea of like, I think students put a lot of pressure on themselves to just, these are the steps to go from point A to point B, right? You read the question and then boom, 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 here's your essay. But that's not how our brains work. And then we're like panicked and get down on ourselves when we're unable to function that way. And I think that's really helpful about going through the process with me, like sort of in real time, because I'm making mistakes. I'm going backwards. I'm changing my mind. I'm talking out loud about like, oh, I can't think of another word for this. Like, that's real. That's what happens. So I think knowing that I do that too, I think that will also just lend a bit of confidence into your own writing process.
Oh, 100%. I love that. I love that. So keep your eyes open for that add-on pretty soon, coming soon, guys. But for now, just go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Check out our success stories and get in the course.
Yep. Awesome. Fantastic. And remember, you can always upgrade and have classes with me one-on-one on Skype.
Yes, definitely choose the personal coach session. I feel like our most successful students, they have been in personal coach.
Yeah. I think so. We're seeing that more and more. Yeah, totally.
We're seeing that more and more. Absolutely. 100%. All right, cool. Well, Jessica, we'll see you back on the show again very soon.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good day.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.